Shyamalan from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur. We started off with the kasha of a woman who's given lashonis kedushin with various lashonis. Knuyali, shali, brishusi, kugali. So as long as she understands, you ask her after she understood. If she understood, she's mekudesh. And the kasha was: I, the Eidim, aren't witnessing a kedushin. The Eidim don't know that she understands. So how does it work that they find out afterwards? In the meantime, what we've seen is that you need Edim, the Kiyume, but there are two types of Edim that you need. Sometimes you need Edim the Kiyume for the Maisa, and sometimes you only need Edim the Kiyume the Toitsa. And the Yisod that we established, the Meridiki Yisod, was that when it comes to the Maisa, they need to know B'Shas Maisa, they need to witness it B'Shas Maisa. But when you talk about Edim the Kiyume, for the Chalois, for what comes out, for the outcome, so there it's enough that they know afterwards. They don't need it b'shas ma'isa. If it's for dinim hayotzim, as even if later on the eidim realize what they were witnessing, so that would be enough. They don't have to know b'shas ma'isa. Or we so we could be mitzarif eidim who don't see it together, or eidim who were pasul at the time and afterwards they became kosher. V'chu v'chu. That's what they say in modern Hebrew. It's a pretty new thing. V'chu v'chu. We used to say v'chule, v'chule. Now they even shortened up the v'chule. I mean, when you write it, you shorten it, but it's not. Kitzer. So anyway, that's the Yesod HaDvarim. So I hope you heard the first two shiurim, and where we explain this better. We're just doing a tamsis now of what we learned until now, because we can't keep repeating the shiur, otherwise we'll never advance. We'll just keep repeating what we said the last time. Akoponim, achshav anachnu nigash la'inyan. Ba'gemara b'gitin, ze shuv, ze mevusas al pi torat morenu v'rabenu rosh yeshiva zatzal. P'chaim. Beginning that flamed beis on an aleph, we're talking about somebody who sends a get to a woman who wants to be mevatel the get. So it says in the Mishnah that if it already comes into her hands, he can't be mevatel the get. Frak the Gemara pshita. So answers the Gemara. Now it's talking about where he was running after the shliach to be mevatel the get. You might think that a gloy milson lafre that he was mevatel the shliach. So kama shmala, no, there was no bittel. And though he's running after him, still there's no bittel. Tosis writes that since he's running after him to be mevatel the get, the shliach thought that he's running after, he's saying, yeah, give it to her, give it to her. And when he's mevatel, that after comes to her hands, he thinks that it's still in the hands of the shliach. So, and it hasn't yet come into her hands. That's why he tries to be mevatel it. And Eglodim Freya that he's coming to be mevatel the get. Because he says, no, don't give it, don't give it. Kamash Malan, this is garnished. This is garnished. And the reason is because when he's running after him, we didn't know his das, and it's Ram Shavlebenu Dvarim. And even though he's believed to say that Kachoya Belibi, nevertheless, Ram Shavlebenu Dvarim, Hemshech HaDvarim, places discusses the question of Ein Bo Mishum Dvarim Shebelev, came in Sha'asa, Ma Sha'asa, Sheyochal Asa, Kol Ma Sheyochal Asa, did everything he could. He did everything he could. So really, it's not dvarim shebelev, because what did you want the guy to do? He was running after the shliach to stop him, and then he thought the shliach still had the get, and he was mevatel the get when he thought the shliach still had. He was mevatel the shliach when he thought the shliach still had the get. So therefore, Tosis says that it's only they made it like dvarim shebelev. There's no bittul. And Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Jewish Chiddush is Tameya. The Tosis writes there, and I'm giving love enough to ask a rabbi that bittul shlichus requires aid in the kiyum. So we wanted to come on to the reason of dvarim shebelev. Even without dvarim shebelev, there's no bittul, because there's no aidim. Aidim don't know about the bittul. They only know about it afterwards. But b'shas chalais habittul, they don't know about the bittul. So it's shalob b'fnei edim b'loy mahani. So why do you have to come on to this idea of it being a dvarim shebelev or like dvarim shebelev? There were no edim to witness it. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows: that require edim b'bittul hashlichus is not to be makayim the etzim ha'maisa of the bittul, because that's a ma'isa b'bittul shlichus doesn't have a star star b'she'erevu, because it's like bittul shlichus chol tarakula. And the Dovah Sheva Erevah being Vatel Shlichus. Shlichus is like a It's like a neutral concept. Doesn't relate specifically to Davi Shabbat Erev. So there, you don't need two Eidim. That idea, Bittul Pogam Yashlich Toras Kemoisei, and he can't be a Megarish anymore. Nifka Koicham Lios Megarish. That's why we require Eidim. Because this Chalois is a Chalois Davi Shabbat Erev. Ubay Eidim Lekiyuma. This is a Chalois of Davi Shabbat Erev. The Chalois Zu Havalei Kechalois Davi Shabbat Erev. And it requires Eidei Kiyum. It requires Eidei Kiyum. So in other words, it's not the Etzem HaShlichus Emer Megz Mevatel. That's not a Davi Shabbat Erev. That you don't need Eidim for. You need Eidim for the Chalois that he can't be the Megarish. That's a Davi Shabbat Erev. Ah, so based on what we said, the Eidus that's created afterwards is good enough. If it's for the Chalois, if it's for the outcome, so then it doesn't need to be B'Shas Mais, so it's very good. If not for the Dvarim Shebelev problem, it would work. The Bittul would work. Why? Because Hashta Noida LeEidim LeMafreya, the Bittul HaShlichus. As long as the Eidim know, afterwards, the Dvarim HaShlichus would be considered Bittul. Elamai, what do we say? We say Dvarim Shebelev, and Dvarim. It's like Dvarim Shebelev. Ayin Shem Divrei HaToisis. But the Yesod Dvarim is, like we're saying, since we're only dealing with the Chalois, the Dinim that come out of this Bittul Shlichus, that he doesn't have the Koch to be the Megarish, that the Bittul Poka Me'ashlich Taras K'moisoi V'nifka Koch L'yos Megarish, for that you require Eidim. That's a Chalois in Davar Shebe Erba, that he's not the Megarish. That's what comes out of the Bittul HaShlichus. So the Bittul HaShlichus is not a Davar Shebe Erba. What comes out of the Bittul HaShlichus, that doesn't have the Koch to be the Megarish, that's a Davar Shebe Erba. And on that we say, Moiridik, that can be done afterwards. So if not for the Davar Shebe Erev problem, if not for the problem of Dvarim Shebelev, then it would be a valid bittul, because you have Eidim. Even if you have Eidim afterwards, it's fine, because here we're dealing with the Chalois, and now with the Etzem HaMaisa. With this, we can also answer the Kasha of the Pnei Yoshua and what it says in Tosin Gittin, the Lam Gimel and Aleph, that even if Bittul Shlichus requires two, nevertheless he can be Mevatel Shnei Shnayim Zev Shlo Fnei Zeh, not in front of each other. That's what Tosfos says. Even if you need two, it's not in front of each other. I Beis L'Kiyum Eidi Etzeref don't work. Like we see in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Beis, Siv Beis. So how do you say over here that Eidi Etzeref would work? It can't work because L'Kiyum for its Eidi Kiyum, you know, the Etzeref doesn't work. So how does Tosfos say Kiyum Kaim Mitzar of two people? So Shulchan Aruch passes with regard to Kedushin. So based on what we said, that by Bittul Shlichus the Etzem HaMaisa considered Davar Shebe Erev, only the Chalois. There's a Chalois in the Davar Shebe Erev. In other words, the Etzem HaMaisa is Davar Shebe Erev, it's Tam Shlichus. But the Chalois, that he's K'moisa, that he's in the Lagarish. For that, that's the Davar Shebe Erev. That's the Kiyume. There you need to. Ah, so the Chalois, that you can be Mitzarif one and one. There Eidus Miyuchedus works. Eidus Miyuchedus only doesn't work for Eidim L'Kiyum. But this is an Eidei... Eidekium, but only if it's B'Shas Maisa. But here that it's not B'Shas Maisa, so Eidus Miyuchedus would work. Two separate Eidim would work. You could be Mitzarif them, like we saw in a previous shiur about Yibo. That this part, you could be Mitzarif them, as long as you're not dealing with if it's dealing with the Etzem HaMaisa, there you can't be Mitzarif Eidus Miyuchedus, two separate Eidim who aren't it, or Zeh Shelo B'Fnei Zeh. But if it's we're talking not about the Etzem HaMaisa, we're talking about the Chalois, what comes out of the Maisa, there you can even be Mitzarif. You can do it afterwards, and you can be Mitzarif. Two people Zeh Shelo B'fnei Zeh. So that was the Yisod that we saw in the previous shir. So again, with this Yisod, we answer both kashas. That if not for Dvarim Shebelev, the Bittul would be a good Bittul, even if two Eidim found about it afterwards, or even if the two Eidim aren't in front of each other. So now, Mori Rabbeisai, we get back to Unzer Nidon, Anidon Shelanu. And that is, if we require by Kedushin, Eidim L'Kiyuma Mishum L'Sod Dido. Remember we said the Kasha was that the Eidim need to know, B'Shas Maisa, what the girl is thinking. How do you only trust her afterwards to say that she understood and that's enough to make her married? I, Eidim, didn't see it. So the answer is this question we require Edim Lakiyume Mishum Lasad Dida Mitchalkim Zemize Shnei Adinim. This is where Reb Chaim always does. Loads and loads of Shirim. We've been going through Keseder, we've been going through his Shirim and Mesechus Kedushim, Mesechus Gittin. Not Keseder, but many, many, many of them. I haven't gotten Mamish in order. But Baruch Hashem, we have many of them we've been able to give over. And the Kedushin, Gittin, and Exubis. And hopefully we'll get into Bava Basra. I bought the volume on Bava Basra, the latest. Akoponim, I hope God should give me life and health and understanding that I should understand also what it says. I'm not so smart. So what he does is he has a kasha, and then he brings down the two dinim, the yisod of two dinim, and then he shows you the kashas you can answer with this yisod, and then he goes back to the original kasha and he says, Zemet chalek. In this case, it'll be like this. In that case, it'll be like that, and frame for the kashas. Okay. That's usually the mivneh of the structure of the shiurim of Marina Varbenu Zetzel. If I can simplify it so much. I'll call upon him. So it would depend over here. Why you need Eidim L'Kiyum? As far as the girl is concerned. If you're talking about the Kiyum Ma'isa, there you don't need for her. There you don't need for her. Because he's the one doing the Ma'isa. He's the one doing the Ma'isa. Like we saw from the Ran and Gittin. The Ran and Gittin not gesagt that she's passive in the Kiddushin ceremony. Today, there's some ladies in the who don't like to hear that. The woman's passive. We're equal. So the Ran says no. The Ran says that the woman gives herself to the man, she's passive, and the man takes her. She doesn't give herself over, she just lets him take her. So that's the as far as the mice is concerned. So for the mice, you don't need to know her das. It's all about him. Elamai, you need aid to send her ratzon as far as the chalais. The marriage is chal. That's a ma'is, it's him. But in the chalos, you also need her das. Ah, for the chalos, it's enough to have it afterwards. Remember, we said adinim ayotzim, so it's enough that they aidim know afterwards. And the ferent for the kasha, or Hashem, we rezeicha. And Ritz Hashem. We still have a lot more to say. So hopefully we'll revisit this sugya and we'll see a lot more neflos mitaris Hashem. If not mistaken, in Exubis, in our Shiur Man Exubis, we're going to see hopefully hopefully in the next year another mahalach in this sugya. So he refers to this one and then he goes on. So, Reitz Hashem, that's really all Rabbi Yisai. What can I do? If I can just be a mouthpiece for the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Moirei Doreseinu, if I can be their mouthpiece and convey their Torah, then that'll justify my existence on this planet. Okay, so I hope it was clear, and if anybody's not clear, you can always contact me, and hopefully I'll be able to explain more. Thank you so much for listening, beloved friends. It was Geschmack. Shkoyach, thank you very much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.